The Penn Museum of Archaeology is making extensive renovations to its building at the University of Pennsylvania. This involves moving ancient Egyptian artifacts like its beloved 13-ton granite sphinx. It's a major undertaking which will close the Egyptian galleries for a couple of years, but as WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports, during this time the museum will open a smaller temporary exhibit.
For many people, a visit to the University of Pennsylvania's Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology would not be complete without seeing a mummy. And this exhibition, called Ancient Egypt, From Discovery to Display, features many mummies, including one who was buried with his mummified dog. The mummies and other funereal objects are arranged behind glass on industrial shelving under LED strip lighting. The whole thing has the vibe of an archaeological lab.
It's prettied up a little bit, but it's fairly close to what the ideal storeroom situation would look like.
This is the curator, Jen Wagner. She designed the exhibition to highlight what it's like for archaeologists to study ancient Egypt. Wagner points to a gold necklace depicting the goddess Sekhmet. It's one of her favorites because of the way it was discovered. An archaeologist in 1914 was digging into a 12th century BC palace at the site of the ancient city of Memphis, and he stumbled upon a box of jewelry that dated 600 years later. That means someone in the 6th century BC was trying to hide something.
These had been buried intrusively into layers that were part of the palace.
Somebody was stashing it. Exactly.
Perhaps someone was stashing them. Perhaps someone was up to no good, but we don't really know. It's one of the mysteries.
Most of the objects in this temporary exhibition have not been on display in many years. Some have never been seen publicly. They all will be part of the much larger permanent Egyptian galleries when their renovations are finished in 2022. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.